So right about this time last week, I was at the security checkpoint at JFK Airport in New York, heading down to warmer territory, down to Orlando, Florida. And I found myself on the security line, and I made the awful mistake of coughing. And the lady in front of me, and I always, even before all these crazy times, I've always put a lot of distance between me and the next person, only because I don't like it when somebody's standing there, right there, practically in my shoes. And she turned around and gave me the dirtiest of looks, the stinkiest of stink eyes. And she fished through her purse frantically and put on a surgical mask. Now, being that I'm from New York, the home of the smartass, by the way, I found it really funny. But now here it is a week later and nobody's laughing anymore. It's gotten very real and very serious. So today I thought it might be a good idea for us to discuss a thought process to embrace during a pandemic. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 25,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready, because school is now in session. Okay, folks, so right now, it's just to put a little timestamp on the podcast, because obviously things are changing very, very quickly out there. It's March 15th, and boy, did we see a lot happen this week. And I was dead serious in that story I told in the intro, how a week ago we were joking around. And yeah, it's still important to have that sense of humor, but boy, did things really get real and really get serious in the last week. I mean, and my wife was just telling me today, now again, I don't know if this is a New York State thing, if it's a statewide thing. I don't know if it's just out here on, in case you haven't picked up from my accent, I'm from New York. It's specifically Long Island, also known as Long Island, by the way. And she was telling me that now all the schools are going to be shut down for 2 weeks. And it's getting kind of crazy. So I thought we should talk a little bit about a thought process. And there's going to be a lot of things in the weeks to come and possibly the months to come that I'm going to be sharing with you to help arm you and help you to navigate through this unfamiliar territory. And we're all going to be figuring it out together, because I wish I certainly had all the answers. But the very first thing that I want to point out to you is a thought process for your consideration. Because one of the things I learned right after 9/11 was that it became almost inappropriate. It actually didn't almost become it. It was inappropriate to sell. And my perspective, and this may shut down your interest in this podcast when you hear my perspective. And also I want to warn you, my goal of this podcast was never to have millions of friends. It was to tell you, call it as I see it. So sometimes you're not going to like or agree with what I say, and this should be nothing new if you've been listening to me for a while. But right after 9/11, I noticed that people were really very sensitive about sales reps calling into their businesses and everything. And I really went along with it because I agreed that it was the right thing to do. I mean, for example, this thing goes down on September 11th. You don't want to be calling on September 12th or, you know, certainly the 13th or whatever, and giving it a few days. But I remember once it got to the point where the team, I was doing a consulting project over in New Jersey. And I remember when we were even 2 and 3 weeks after, when we're now into, I guess it was probably almost October at this point. And I remember listening to my reps get the shit kicked out of them on the phone on more of the morality and the ethics behind, you know, them picking up a phone and trying to conduct business. And my perspective back then was, okay, look, give everybody their space. And if they don't want to hear from us, then let's graciously exit the call as professionally as we can. And sometimes that wasn't easy to do because people were really shitty with sales reps on the phone. And then it occurred to me, and again, forgive me, folks, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but I want to point something out to you, and we're going to relate it to what we're going through now, and then I'm going to give you a very different thought process to consider, at least. But I remember once we got to 2 and 3 weeks, I called a meeting in my reps because I kind of became like Popeye. You know, I can't stands no more. It was getting ridiculous. And I started to realize that if all of America stops and ceases to do business, it's not going to just be the loss of life that we're dealing with here. We're going to be dealing with just a depression the likes that we haven't seen in a century. I mean, it was we were heading for some really disastrous economic times. And again, that's not to make light of the human life and the horrible things that these families went through in dealing with the loss of loved ones. So I realized that at some point, you really have to move on. Now, I want to be very clear. I wasn't having this thought process on September 12th. This was damn near October. This was 2 and 3 weeks later. So finally, I said to my sales team, listen, I just want to point something out to you. Because they were hesitating and picking up the phone. They didn't know how to respond to it other than tapping out and moving on. So once we got to about the 3 week point, I said to them, I want you to respectfully push back on these people who are getting shitty with you. Again, keyword here, respectfully, because I want to point something out to you. They answered their phone. They answered it with the name of their business. You weren't calling their cell phone. If they answered it with the name of their business, well, they're doing business. So what? It's inappropriate for you to be doing business, but it's okay for them to answer their phone and conduct business. So my thought process was, hey, listen, we've got to get back to it. We've got to get money flowing again through the economy and people getting back to normal. Now, does that mean that we're giving the finger to all those who died and their families? Hell no. And we've got to stop making these things about it. I noticed, and one of the things I've noticed in the last, really, I would say it was going back to the last election, that people go to these extremes with their thought process, that if you think a certain way, automatically you're a racist. Or if you think this way, automatically you're against the working person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just, again, I'm not, my thing is not to get political here. And I'm not going to start now. I'm just telling you that we've become the society of extreme thinking, that in this case, it could be, well, if you're picking up a phone or you're sending an email to try to do business, that somehow you're insensitive to the coronavirus. And it doesn't have to be that way. So now I want to talk about something with this thought process that I'm both for and against. And I want to lay it out for you because my fear right now is that many of you are hesitant to pick up a phone and try to sell during a time like this, or send an email or snail mail, or really just embrace your sales activities. There are a lot of thought leaders out there right now who are putting out this message that I both agree with and slightly disagree with. And you're going to have to hear me out here, because when you hear what the philosophy is, and then you heard that I just said that I kind of disagree with it a little, you're going to say, man, this guy Castain is really shallow. I'm really going to, short of begging you, to ask you to hear me out on this, because there's a lot to this. So the whole thing that you're hearing right now is that we need to be human. We need to be kind. Now, what I want you to understand is that you're allowed to be human. You're allowed to be kind. You're also allowed to sell. Being human and being kind doesn't automatically cancel out your ability to sell. In fact, can't you be kind as a salesperson? Can't you be kind as your client's advocate? You know, there's so much to that. But what I want you to realize when it comes to being human and being kind, let's get a few things out of the way. Obviously, this is not a time to be gouging your clients or to be an ass. It's obviously not a time to be insensitive. But I really want you to rethink your definition of being kind if you're defining it as you're not allowed to sell during this time. And I have to point out some things to you. And this is the part that I was thinking that you might think that I'm being extremely insensitive. But there needs to be someone out there who's willing to come across as an asshole. And you're listening to him right now because you need to hear something. Again, if you are defining being kind and being human as absolutely no selling during a time like this, I want to point out something to you. You can't pay your mortgage on kindness. Now, be careful of how you digest that little phrase that I just said. You might be taking that as, and therefore, Paul is, I can't believe how shallow this guy is. He's saying that, you know, that means that we shouldn't be kind. No. Again, here we go with the extremes again. I'm saying you can do both. You can sell and you can be kind about it. But I also want to go on a little bit here. The big thing that everybody's been doing out by me is they've been stockpiling food. Now, and don't forget the truckloads of toilet paper, by the way. Have you ever tried to pay for a mass amount of food and a lot of toilet paper on kindness? They're going to tell you to get the F out of their store. You can't help other people and support charities that, again, I want you to hear something. These charities right now are going to be slammed at just horrific proportions. A lot of people right now aren't thinking about supporting a charity because they're just trying to hunker down and get their own shit together. So not only are you going to have a greater demand for the charities that are out there, especially the food banks and just about any other charity, but now nobody is thinking about giving. They're thinking more about, okay, how do I have enough food and supplies for my family? How do I, you know, what can I do to support my loved ones that are in the high risk category? So they're really not thinking about that, but you can't support those charities on kindness. Now, you might be thinking, well, yeah, you can volunteer. If you can't pay your own bills right now and you're going through a tough time, again, I'm not trying to use scare tactics here. I'm laying it out as I see it could go, this whole thing going down. If you are struggling yourself right now, if you have a loss of work or something else, how do you support and just take time off and go and help charities out and volunteer your time when you can't pay your mortgage or you can't pay the electric bill or you can't get an adequate amount of food into the house? So I really want you to think about that. And, you know, you can, and this one is huge. How do you support all these local businesses that I was thinking about this? And again, forgive me if this is insensitive. I believe that we're focusing a lot on the medical side of this, which we have to. There's no doubt. And one of the things I alluded to before, in my family, we have two senior citizens. I have my brother with a respiratory disease. And we have my wife's best friend that she's known since she was 6 years old with stage four cancer. So we have several people who are in a high-risk category. My thinking is that, you know, there's also this other side of this. The other side is the economic hit that could hit here. And it could hit here at catastrophic proportions. I was thinking about Italy and thinking about, obviously, all the people quarantined. Everything except all the non-essential businesses have been shuttered. And I'm thinking, what has it been, about 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now, whatever, and it's going to be going on for a while. I don't know too many mom-and-pop businesses that could take a hit like that and survive. So my question to you is, how do you support them right now prior to anything like that happening over here in the U.S.? Because they've got to be shitting a brick right now. And the ones who survive it, how do you support them afterwards? Just on the kindness thing, if you don't have money in your bank account. So my message is this, and I realize I'm rambling, and I have a few specific things that you could do to be more kind in business. Please, don't let what's going on right now give you such a high degree of ethics and morality that you think it's wrong to continue to provide for your family and to continue to help your clients. I mean, you do believe that what you do helps them, right? It helps them to solve business problems and embrace opportunities. And now more than ever, they need that. They really do. So please don't look at this right now and say, and therefore it's wrong for me to pick up a phone. Because unless you have a huge stockpile of cash, I really don't know how you're going to get through that. You know, just one random statistic I want to throw at you. And I want to apologize if this seems all gloom and doom today. I don't mean for it to be that way. I'm going to point out some things in a few minutes, what you can do to really be more helpful to your clients and your prospects. But I just want to point something out again about this be kind thing. There is a statistic that I've been seeing a lot lately, and it was before this whole coronavirus hit. And it's a statistic that a lot of the financial planners have talked about. And I'm sure you've heard it, but you probably haven't heard the source of the study, which I'm a big advocate of. When you throw something out there, you can't just say, well, according to science and research has shown, because it really kind of sounds like you pulled it out of your ass. So this is according to the Federal Reserve's 2018 survey of household economics and decision making, which I don't know what they were thinking of here, but that's a lot. That's a freaking mouthful. But anyway, and I'm not going to say it again because I got dizzy just saying this shit. But anyway, they found that 40% of Americans would struggle to come up with even $400 to pay an unexpected bill. If this thing continues the way it's going, I think it's safe to say that it might be more than a $400 hit that you're going to take. So if these other things that I've said to you didn't hit home with you, think about your ability to weather the storm. You need to continue to sell and provide for your family. But also, as far as the economy, we all have to be buying and we all have to be selling. Because if it all stops, then we're going to have a much bigger problem to deal with when this is over, the financial impact of it. So now I've been talking a lot about this need, you know, keep selling and it doesn't mean that you can't stop providing for your family. But still, I want you to think about the extremes. We have the one extreme where we're being insensitive, we're being a jerk, we're gouging, just no concern for the welfare of those we serve. And then we have the other extreme where we just shut down and we're too busy. Well, I need to be kind and I need to be human. So let me give you a few ideas on how you can continue or at least, you know, increase the amount of kindness and doing your part to contribute to humanity. There are some ways for you to do this. So the first thing, again, let me get this out of the way again. Obviously, no gouging or taking advantage of your clients. How about offering more thought leadership to your clients and your prospects? Now more than ever, businesses are going to be concerned with revenue generation and cost savings. And there's other things they're going to be concerned with too, but how can you help them with that? I mean, if you're in the sales department and you guys are talking about this stuff all the time and you come up with some ideas, I think you should be getting the word out right now and helping other businesses, help your clients. Volunteer and say, hey, if you want, I can talk directly to your sales force and tell them some of the things we've been talking about on our sales team. You could even have a joint sales call with your team and their team and have a brainstorming session and just to try to get the ideas flowing. But also, Businesses are going to be concerned with the morale of their employees. How can you help them with that? Do you have any ideas? Again, look to your own team. What are you doing? There's a lot of interesting ideas that are starting to be shared. And I'll just share one of them that I came across. And I'm hoping in the weeks to come, more and more people are sharing what they're doing on LinkedIn. People are starting to email me and share ideas. But I'll just share one for now. And again, you have to have the money to do this. But there's one company that I heard of that posted something really cool on LinkedIn. I don't know how many employees they have. If you're with a huge company, this might be a hard thing to do. But what they did was they decided to give each and every one of their employees a bonus check. I think actually it might have been a gift certificate for groceries because people are stockpiling right now. See, things like that are very human. Now, you might be saying, but how does that help me as a salesperson or help those that I serve? Maybe share ideas like these when you come across them. Again, I'm not sitting here saying, this is the best idea you can share with your clients. I'm new at this, folks. This is a whole new muscle group that I've got to start working with you guys so I can be of value to you. But when you come across ideas, either that you're doing or you hear of a company, maybe your clients say, oh, wow, we just heard of this company up the road that's doing this right now with their customers, their employees, whatever it is. Well, you know what? If it's something that you can share and they have no problem with it, you really should be. The other things, too, that I want you to remember, I mean, people are concerned with obviously keeping their shareholders happy. If you're a public company and you have some things that you're doing and you can share it, share it. But how about other things, too, right now? This is a great time to be offering webinars. How about video Q&A? One of the things I came across, I'm seeing more and more, is a lot of these mega, mega rock stars on LinkedIn. I'm not talking about internet famous types. I'm talking about celebrities who also have a presence over on LinkedIn. What some of them are doing right now, which I think is admirable, is they're going on there saying, look, I don't know how many questions that I could answer right now, but please ask me anything. Particularly, one person said, particularly any concerns that you might have with how you can keep employees without having to lay them off with any kind of an economic downturn that comes. And to this person's credit, they probably answered, it had to be over 100 questions that they did, and even came back in if people had follow-up questions. See, things like that, they cost you time. They don't cost you money. Maybe there's a version of that you can do. Perhaps you can offer expertise to some of the companies. Let's just say your chief financial officer is a real whiz and put in some measures to help you guys weather the storm. Maybe what you can do is you can offer a webinar where this person, you know, does some Q&A and share some of the best practices. This is a time right now, and this is absolutely the human side of this. This is a time where we absolutely have to help each other. And if you can do that, well, then you see that's being kind and that's being human. But nobody just said to you, you're not allowed to sell through that. Keep that in mind. But also, if you're able as an organization, and I don't want you to feel bad if you can't do this, but if you're able to waive certain fees or certain qualifiers, if you're able to increase credit to a company or offer perhaps more lenient financing terms, that's a great way for you to be human. And just as a side note, this wasn't on my list, but I want to share it with you anyway. Brainstorming in your sales meetings, aside from the thought process of, okay, how do we get the buyer's attention during a time like this when they're going to be incredibly distracted? And aside from thinking about, okay, how do we stay afloat and how do we increase sales right now and maybe minimize damage, you should also be thinking about how can we serve our clients at a higher level. I mean, quite frankly, we should be doing this all the time. But right now, they're going to appreciate it more than ever. You see, that is being human, and that is being kind. And, you know, moving on with some other things, too. I mean, how about calling up your clients. Again, we should be doing this all along. And call them with genuine concern. And you ever have somebody ask you, like I had somebody ask me this recently, because again, they know that we have a dear friend of ours with an advanced stage of cancer, stage four. And they said, they were asking how my wife's doing, because I know that it's her best friend and they've known each other forever, almost 50 years. And the person said to me, Paul, how's Laura doing? But how's she really doing? Do you see the difference? Because a lot of the time when we ask someone how they're doing, it's more of a reflex. Hi. Yeah, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't have the genuine, heartfelt, sincere interest. This is a great time for you to be picking up the phone and saying, how are you really doing? What can I do to help? What are your concerns? Again, if your company is really doing a great job with this, share with them what you're doing. Hey, we had a town hall meeting, and you know, we said nothing is out of bounds. We want everybody to speak unfiltered. Screw HR. We're all going to speak what's on our mind, and we're going to try to brainstorm it and figure it out together. If something good came of it, maybe offer that. But don't underestimate the power of truly giving a shit about those you serve. You see, that's being human and that's being kind. But again, did I tell you? You're not allowed to sell though. So stop thinking that way. But how about, I mean, show them new ways to use your product or service that they might not be thinking about. How about if there is maybe another one of your clients that's using your product or service or a best practice there that they don't mind sharing, make them the star of an upcoming webinar. Or maybe based on some of, you know, two or three tidbits that they're willing to share, send out kind of like a cheat sheet to your clients in the form of a PDF. That could be very helpful and most welcome at a time like this. But how about offering additional training to those who have your product or service, obviously online? And we're going to be seeing more of that, aren't we, in the weeks ahead, months ahead, because people aren't going to be doing much face-to-face for a while. So think about how you can give them more support. And, you know, and just under the heading of being kind, I think there are going to be instances where there's not going to be a dollar to be earned for you, but you absolutely must be kind. And I'll give you an example from my practice. And it's something that I've done all along. This isn't some cute soundbite that I'm giving you to sound like I'm this incredible human being now that the world is in danger. Like all of a sudden I woke up and now I'm going to be kind. I've done this since day one of my business. And I have clients that, and I have a lot of coaching clients. And unfortunately, those in a leadership position, the shelf life of a chief sales officer or an executive vice president of sales, and they've done studies on this, where it's about 18 months, man. It's not a long time, especially if they inherited a shitstorm, and now they're trying to turn around this massive ship in a short period of time. So I do have people sometimes that are between jobs. And what happens when they lose their job is, you know, they're concerned about watching their money. The way my coaching program works is that people purchase, it's a 6-month program. So right away, they might want to hold off on coaching sessions to make them last longer. They might think that, oh, yeah, it's not worth chewing up one of the prepaid sessions while I'm unemployed or whatever. And then what I do is I step in and I serve them as their friend and not their coach. Now, does that mean I give away the store to them? No. My sessions usually run 45 minutes to an hour. What I do is I reduce the frequency of the sessions and I reduce the amount of time to 15 minutes and I don't charge them for them. Again, I'm not putting this out there so you think that I'm some incredible human being. I'm telling you that you're allowed to run a business and be kind. I'm also here to tell you, to beat up the point that I made further, if I didn't have revenue coming in from other sources, I could not offer people in their hour of need a free 15-minute session here and there, because I would be worried about my own survival. So you are absolutely allowed to do both. So I want you to think about that. And then last but not least, again, along the lines of best practices, two of my sons work for the same software company. The company has been doing incredible, and they just a few months ago around Christmas time crossed the $1 billion a year mark. Right? Major, major accomplishment, especially considering the company really isn't an old company at all. And we just got the word on Friday that they're going to be going to a work from home model. Now, as they go along, one of them is in sales, by the way, the other one is on the management consulting side of the software company side of that business. My son's going to learn a lot about working from home. And that's one of the best ways to learn, right? Is to be in the trenches and having to figure it out. You guys are going to learn a lot too. But understand that the people you serve are now going through this. Many of you have been in a work from home model forever. Your sales, that's really where we see a lot of the work from home happening long before this pandemic. So perhaps there's some things that you can offer. Again, it's an opportunity for you to be kind. So what is the moral of this 30-minute rant that I did today? I want to be very clear in something. Please don't leave this podcast today thinking that we're saying screw those who are sick and somehow making light of something that's very, very serious and quite frankly looking rather dire at the moment. Do not leave this podcast thinking this. I just want to invite you to look at a different mindset. You are allowed to be human and be kind, but you are also not only allowed, but really you have an obligation to continue to put money back into this economy. We're going to need that when this is over. So I want you to think about that. Yes, be very sensitive. Absolutely be kind. Don't gouge. Don't be a dick. Right now, be sensitive. Understand that people are going to be concerned and they're going to be making more decisions based on emotion. Be the voice of reason to them. Be a resource to them now more than ever. Side note on that one, we love to say shit like that in sales. Be a resource, add value. One of the things that you might want to do when you have your team sales meetings is to find, well, how do we become more of a resource? Let's not say it. Let's talk about examples. I gave you some today, but that's only the beginning. You guys have to think about this. What does it look like in your world, the people you're serving? How do you add value? Maybe ask them, hey, listen, we're going into uncharted territory here. What are some things that would be valuable to you at a time like this? How can we help you? Just really talk about it. Ask more. Be sensitive. Give a shit about them. Call up and do what I said before. But like when I said, there's a difference between how you doing and but how are you really doing? And caring and listening and not waiting for them to finish their sentence that you can give them your coronavirus story. Care about them as if they are the only person in the world right now that matters. That will go a long way. Now, the things I shared with you today, they're all common sense. They're things that, quite frankly, we should have all been doing all along. This is an opportunity to shine. And again, I'm going to leave you with this. Don't you dare think that somehow you providing for your family, you providing for your clients with your solutions somehow equates to not being kind. And quite frankly, don't tolerate it when other people try to make you feel petty for doing that. Again, you don't have to be a dick to them. And I think about this line that was in, I don't know if there's any fans out there of Boardwalk Empire. But I remember when Jimmy Darmody, whatever his name was, he was making a play for Nucky Thompson's business. And he had the Commodore working with him and all that. And it might have been after the Commodore had a stroke on the show. But he, somebody said something really idiotic to him and was very insulting. And it was the one scene where the guy got up with his walking stick and clocked him right in the head. And he's like bleeding and everything. And then afterwards, he's talking to the guy. I don't remember his name, but I do know who he played in The Sopranos. You guys remember Junior Sopranos was also in Boardwalk Empire. And he said to Jimmy, because Jimmy was pissed and he was all indignant. And the Commodore said, not every insult requires a response. So this is going to be a time to give people some slack. Certainly right now we have to do that. You are going to hear some people get shitty with you for trying to conduct business right now. I don't want you to go back at them. I don't want you to be nasty to them or whatever. But I do want you to hold your ground. And I don't want you to let one person get in the way of you serving others and certainly providing for your family. And that's really what I have for you today. And last but not least, I want to remind you that this Thursday, on March 19th, we're going to be talking about something that I believe is rather timely. And no, I didn't just throw it into the mix once the world just kind of went to shit. It was in the mix now for the last, I think, 3 weeks we've been promoting it. We have a webinar where we're going to be talking about how to expedite your deals. And I'm thinking, man, now more than ever, we really need to be getting ahead of these things, and we have to keep the momentum going. We have to stay top of mind between meetings because people are more distracted than ever. If you'd like to learn more about the webinar and you'd like to join us on the 19th, which again is this Thursday, and it's going to be from 11:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't join us live, obviously, we always record the webinar, so I'm going to be sending the webinar replay out about within the hour after we complete. So we're going to be finishing up like 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. By like 1:30, you'll have the webinar replay. But if you'd like to learn more, and I hope you do, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. yoursalesplaybook.com/closemore. I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I'm wishing you not only an incredible week ahead, but I really wanted to let you know that I'm really thinking a lot about you guys. And obviously my prayers and my thoughts are with you. And please, if I can help you in any way, I've always been here for you, but I want to try to be here for you a little bit more right now. Please feel free to email me, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. God bless everyone.